Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we're back for real.
Yes, we are.
Oh my gosh.
We're here.
Yay. Hi, everybody.
Yes.
Welcome to Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler and she's Tony DeMeo. Hi, Tony.
Hey. Hi. And good evening, everyone. And happy Thanksgiving belatedly. And Merry
yes.
Christmas a little bit early. And there you go. And all the other ones. Season's greetings.
And, yes. We've had assorted tech problems and scheduling conflicts
yes.
and stuff.
Yes.
But we're back. We're here.
We're back.
We're live. It's November 29th, if you can believe it. We're almost done with November. Ugh.
That's amazing.
Crazy.
Where did this year go, Ken? I have no idea.
I don't know. Phone lines are open. 347-838-9903 is the number. There are a bunch of people already on the lines. Hi, bunch of people. We'll get to you soon-ish,
hey.
I promise.
Yes.
If you're thinking that you'd like to call in and talk to us tonight, sooner is better than later. 347-838-9903 is the number. You can also connect, if you're listening on your desktop computer, on the Blog Talk Radio website, you can scroll down, pop in the chat room, and join me there. I just opened that up. You can also connect through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry or at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter. Phone's the best because you may have follow-up questions for us. We may have them for you. And the back and forth of the conversation is much easier on the phone than it is through the chat room or through social media. But you could be working or you could be doing something that makes it difficult to call in, or maybe you just don't like the way your voice sounds on the radio, or maybe it's something else entirely. And whatever the case may be, it's probably none of our business, and that's okay. That's why those other options are available to you.
Right.
Wanted to talk about gratitude last week when it would have been extra appropriate
yeah.
because it was Thanksgiving here in the United States.
But gratitude is always appropriate, right? I think. Right?
Right. I'm sorry. I'm hearing some music coming from somewhere, and I'm not sure where it's coming from.
It's not from here. I've got everything off. I can hear it, too. Are the angels playing music for us?
No, I think it's actually somebody parked out in front of, because it just went away. I think it was just a loud car radio, because I'm sitting here pushing all the buttons and everything. But anyhow, wanted to talk about gratitude last week. When it would have just been a couple days before Thanksgiving, and now it's the week after. But I still think it's an important thing to talk about, so we're going to talk about it anyway.
I guess so.
So, Tony, why is gratitude important?
Because there's so much to be grateful for. And sometimes when it feels like there isn't, you can always be grateful. Like this morning I put on Facebook on my morning post, we all woke up today, and if you're reading this, you woke up today, and that's something to be grateful for, and I mean that sincerely. And as you get older, you realize that just waking up in the morning is something to be grateful for. And the other thing that I love about gratitude, it's just a built-in perk that we don't do it because of this, but it does promote more gratitude and more things to be grateful for. It just starts a ball rolling, a big old ball of gratitude. And it's the best way ever to manifest more beautiful things is to start from where you are and start counting your blessings and what you're grateful for. And you realize truly how much there is. And then you start to feel better about everything, about life, about your life, about you and who you are. And it just, I think it promotes goodwill and good health. I do.
It really can absolutely change
mm-hmm.
your life. And
totally.
I know that sounds crazy, but
yeah.
it's true. It raises your vibration. It changes your outlook. It changes your perception of things, just the way that you perceive things. It changes how you react to things. It changes everything. And
I think your brain chemistry too.
And with that said, suddenly it sounds like, wow, this is really important. But how do I do it? How do I do it so it feels like what you guys are talking about? I have some suggestions, but I thought I would pass it to you first, Tony, and see what you would suggest. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No, it's fine. There's so many ways to go about it. So many people, I know you did it. I did it. We kept a gratitude journal where you wrote down a certain number. You picked a number and wrote down that many things every day to be grateful for. That's a perfect way to begin if you haven't done this before. But, just to start by, I guess, with the very simplest thing, just be grateful for the gift of for breathing, for your eyesight, to be able to hear music, to be able to walk. I mean, so many things. For the pets you have, for the friends you have, for the parents that you had or have, for the love in your life. I mean, I could go on forever. But a good way to start is to pick a number and write down a certain number every day. And I like to do it before bed. You know, it's like a prayers of gratitude by thanking God for everything. And the only thing I ever really ask for is protection and guidance, my family, you know, and loved ones, and then for the whole world. But that's how I go about it. How about you, Ken? What did you want to say about it?
I don't write it down.
Okay.
I do it when I'm ready to go to sleep before, no kidding, before I go to sleep. But when I'm in bed, it's one of the last things that I intentionally think about.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had heard people talking about how important gratitude was, I wanted that. I wanted to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to really be grateful for things in my life. And it's easy to say, but you can't just flip a switch and go, there, I feel grateful. You have to,
mm-hmm.
it's like anything else, you have to work at it. And this is what I do. And if gratitude is something that you're striving for, that you want to tap into this, that you want to live a more grateful life, this is what I suggest. I pick 11 things
mm-hmm.
that I'm grateful for from that day. I know it sounds like a lot. Some of the things that I pick are the same every day. My wife, my kids, my dog, my home, music, those that I have been fortunate enough to connect to, whether they're angels or whether they're in spirit, whether they're ancestors, whether they're music family, whether they're whoever they are. Those things are the same because I'm grateful for those things every day. I try to think of something specific about each of those things every day. It's very easy to say that you're grateful for your spouse, your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe not easy every day. Maybe, you know, we all have those days. But
but
I try and dig a little bit deeper, and I think, well, what interaction did I have with Lisa today that makes me feel grateful that she's in my life? And I think about that. And I think about the same thing with my kids. Harder now since they have moved out and are doing their own thing, their own homes in different states. don't always talk to them or hear from them or see something posted on social media from them every day. So that's a little trickier, but I try to come up with something about that and something about my dog Rascal and something about our home and all of these things. And that's about all the things I mentioned. That's about half of that, of the 11 things. So then I try to come up with other things that happened that day that I'm grateful for. Some days it's so easy. I think, wow, I could do 20, maybe even 30 of these. I could just keep going for a long time. And there are some days where I'm really, where it's a struggle, where I had a lousy day, or I just didn't get enough sleep and I'm exhausted and I'm not firing on all cylinders. But I try to make myself do it. And there have been times that I've fallen asleep while I've been doing that. Obviously, I needed the rest, and that's okay. Right. Nobody's grading this but me. Mm-hmm. But I just try and think about what happened today that I'm grateful for. And sometimes there are things like the internet worked today. The Wi-Fi worked. I'm very grateful for that because you know how that's the kind of thing that can actually wreck your day if it doesn't. But it's things like that. I had a great lunch at that place near the office, or it was sunny today, or we got rain finally and we needed that. You know, there are so many things. It doesn't have to be great big giant, "Ooh, I'm so grateful I won the Powerball." I mean, that would be nice, but it doesn't have to be that big. When you think about it, there's so many things that you can be grateful for from that day, whether they're giant things or whether they're small things. And the thing is, if you do this, if you decide to do this, and 11 is a good angel number. I like the number 11, so that's why I picked that. You're welcome to use that. You're welcome to use a different number. I would suggest doing something in that ballpark because you want it to be a big enough number so it really means something, but you don't want it to be too big that it becomes daunting. Mm-hmm. You know, if you decide, I'm going to do 27 things that I'm grateful for, that's great. You may have an amazing day and be able to knock that out of the park that first time, but when you're having just a regular day and you're tired and you're ready to go to sleep, it may become difficult to come up with 27. And then it may be difficult to do that the day after that. And when it becomes difficult, you don't want to do it anymore. And it goes away. And, you know, you might think to yourself, well, I'm going to, since it's so many, I'm going to do it every other day, or I'm going to do it every third day, or I'm going to do it every Friday, or I'm going to do it on the 10th of the month, or on and on and on until you can't remember the last time you did it. But if you use a number like 11, that's a reasonable number, and you can come up with five or six things that you're grateful for every day so they can be the same, so you feel like this is something that you can do, and that's important so that you can do it. And then you go through and you do those five or six things that you already know to get started. And then you do the other ones and you get through 11 of them and you go, well, I did 11. I don't feel any different. This is dumb. I get that. You just have to keep doing it. You have to do it again the next night and the next night and the next night. And after about a week, you'll start to notice a shift that it feels like more than just homework. It feels like it means something. And that's when everything starts to happen for you, when you start to recognize how much there is to be grateful for. And everything just changes. Everything just feels better. You feel better. It raises your vibration, so you do feel better. And it changes your relationship with the people you care about, whether they're family or whether they're friends or coworkers or whoever, because you recognize that you're grateful that they're in your life. And it's more than just words. It means something. It feels like something. And that's all there is to it. And then you just keep doing that. And it just makes a difference. And when it raises your vibration and when you're feeling this gratitude, it's the law of attraction kind of kicks in and you get more to be grateful for because you are grateful. And you'll just be amazed. This doesn't mean that this is the secret pathway to riches and everything and all of that stuff. This doesn't mean you won't ever have a bad day again. Less of them.
Absolutely.
And you'll pull great things to you. You will, whether it's people, whether it's opportunities, whatever, you'll have that energy, you'll attract that energy. And you'll see things start to happen. And it's not, as long as you just keep that feeling of gratitude as much as you can, you'll feel that, you know, that things are going your way, whether it's finding a parking space or whether it's getting the client that you need or the job opportunity or the romantic relationship or whatever it is that you're looking for. You find it so much easier to connect to that because you're living a life of gratitude.
That is 100%
that all make sense?
Correct. That was 100% correct. It was beautifully
okay.
Put. Yep.
I get an A.
You do.
It is. it is just really important. And I have to say this because I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't do it every night. I should. For a while I did. Online Christmas music station right now,
right.
Which is like a more than like an extra full-time job on top of all the other stuff I do. So I'm very busy and I go to bed exhausted. And there are plenty of nights where I hit the bed, my head hits the pillow, and the next thing I know, the alarm's going off. It's the next day. And I haven't done any of that. And I still recognize it's important and I still try to live that. And I try when good things happen, when I get another advertising client for the Christmas station or a social, I run some social media, I manage some social media accounts when I get somebody else for that or when, you know, when whatever happens, it doesn't have to be financial. I try to make one of my first reactions be that of gratitude. Because I am grateful that I'm grateful for everything.
Yeah.
And I know it's very easy to say that. And it's not as easy to live it and really feel it. But if
the more
I can
you
do
it, the easier it gets, though, right?
Yeah, like almost anything. If I can do it, you can do it. And all it takes is practice. And really, you get through about a week of doing this every day, and that's when it starts to feel like more than homework. But you do have to you do have to do that over and over. And those first few times, could be those first five or six times, it does feel like you're saying things. I'm reading a list. I'm saying words, but I don't feel anything. I get that, but keep doing it anyway. Keep doing it. And because part of the trick is those days or those nights when you can't, when you have a more difficult time coming up with your 11 things, those are the ones, those are the times when this starts to ratchet up a notch or two, because you have to think, it's not just reading a list. Then you have to think about your day. You have to think about things that happened. And whether or not you were grateful for those things. And when you zero in on some, you get that aha moment, get that feeling that, this is more than just, some dumb exercise the guy on the podcast talked about. It does.
Right.
It starts to mean something. It just takes a little bit of time and a little practice. And I don't want this to sound like, and then after a week, you've got made it and be eased every time, just cooking right along. I'm so grateful. Look at me. I am the grateful guy. And it's better when you go through all the things you're grateful for. It'll feel better to you in the course of your day when you make all the lights on your way to work, or maybe more importantly, on your way home. And one of your first thoughts is, I'm so grateful that somehow the timing on the lights, I got home 10 minutes early. You know, and you'll start to catch yourself having that sort of reaction when good stuff happens. And then you'll start to notice that good stuff is happening a lot. Good stuff is happening a lot. And that's when you really start living a grateful life.
Yes.
I just... Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to listen to this and think that that means every day is a sunny day, every day is a Powerball win, every day I get everything I want. It's not like that. There will be days that we all have days that are stressful. We all have days when we don't make single light, when the life doesn't work, when we step huddle. And we all have days like that. But the trick is, in spite of that, to still be able to feel gratitude for the good stuff, because there's more good to change everything.
I can't hear you anymore. Are you talking, Ken?
Oh, okay. There I am. Okay.
There, yes.
And some people are saying, and some people are probably thinking, I'm grateful that he stopped talking for a minute. Okay. Well, now you can be grateful that we're going to shift gears and start taking some calls. Number 247-839-03. I do ask that if this topic of gratitude resonated with you, if you have anything you'd like to say about gratitude, whether it's your experience or I guess it would have to be, really, wouldn't it? But whatever, if you'd like to mention that when we get to your call, that'd be terrific. Love to hear from you. If you just want to move on to getting some kind of a reading, that's okay too. Before we get to the phones, we should explain ourselves. So, Tony, this is the part where you tell everybody who you are and why you're here and what you're going to do.
Okay. I am Tony DiMeo. I'm a psychic. I was born this way, saw the dead people in my room, and I was lucky to have a mentor very young, which is why I'm so comfortable with my gifts. And I had validation, which I think is essential for all of us with these gifts. There are so many of us that shut down because we didn't have that support. Graham, who was also born this way. I'm now an author of metaphysical fiction, also a life coach a Reiki master teacher. And for our purposes today, I will be doing my specialty, which is speaking with my guide, who can then speak with yours anywhere in the world. And this is how I can read on a radio or remotely, because I'm not doing it. I'm just listening to what the guides and angels say. So that's what we'll be doing tonight. And I'm very pleased to be here. It's an honor. Now it's your turn, Ken.
I'm pleased. I'm pleased and grateful that you're here.
Thank you.
My name's Ken Kessler. I push the buttons and fly the plane here. I am a medium, a psychic medium, and a music intuitive. I get most of my messages through music or through an angels who are somehow connected to music, or music is a thing. For the purposes of the podcast tonight, I have one of my psychic jukeboxes with tonight's has 4,510 songs on it, and I started it shuffling randomly before we began, and I asked my guides and angels and your guides and angels to give me the song that is the message for you. So when we pick up your call, I'll take a look at what's playing, and I'll let you know what the song is and what it means for you. And that's all well and good, but could click with you and something completely different. And it's okay. Somehow how it works sometimes with any reading, where the reader could say something and it immediately triggers you, whatever it is you need to know. That works. So all of that said, I think that's everything, isn't it?
I think so. You are really breaking up, hon. I don't know if there's anything you can do about that. Am I breaking up when I speak to you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
Well,
okay. I guess we'll find out
if
people listening know that. 347-889-9903 is the number, and let's start grabbing some phone calls. Here we go. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Anne.
Hi,
Anne. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Mexico.
And how can we help you tonight?
I don't have a real specific question. Just if I'd like, you know, I always like to hear what comes up for you. A lot of, you know, I've recently moved here, so just a lot of changes and so getting settled, and anything about
wonderful
coming up in the new year.
Okay. I actually have an amazing card for you. And it's in the Archangel Power deck by Radley Valentine, and it's the Ace of Gabriel.
Ooh.
And this is talking about a wonderful gift is coming your way. It promises passion, opportunity, and inspiration. This is a time of action in your life when you're being called to take up whatever activity motivates you the most.
Mm-hmm.
And you will make great changes in your life, which you've already begun to do. You've moved. Don't hesitate to move forward in every way. It isn't necessary to know every single detail of what will come next in order to spring into action, but you may be offered a new job or promotion, or you could even start your own business. But accept the new adventures that are coming your way and the opportunities with open arms. So that doesn't get any better than that.
Wow.
And, yes, and I have a second card for you, the Six of Michael, in that same Archangel Power deck. You are on your way to happier times, and I think you know that. The situation that had you feeling stressed and worried is now far behind you. A new day has dawned with sunny skies on the horizon. Embrace these changes and leave your past behind. You can now breathe a sigh of relief and begin to make new plans, new memories. Don't be afraid to ask for help in implementing all the changes that you desire. Wow. I'm excited for you. And one of the additional meanings of this card is seeing things objectively, like looking at your life from a different perspective, becoming more positive. This is about relocation, which is what you've done. So that really worked out. Do you have any questions for me, huh?
The work hasn't really worked out yet. The move has worked out, but I haven't really found the work I'm happy with.
Well, you're going to find it according to that first card. That was all about new opportunities in your career. I believe it. So believe it. And the more that you believe it, the sooner you'll see it. That is a fact.
Oh,
totally
yeah.
A fact. I know you're going to find the right thing. You can also cast your net a little bit more broadly if you wanted to work from home. So many people are working remotely, so you don't have to be in the same city to get a new job nowadays.
Right.
Depending on what you're looking for.
Yeah, I don't know what I do. It doesn't work remote.
Oh, it wouldn't work for that. Okay. Well, I believe you're in an up-and-coming, amazing place right now. It's a great state. Yes. And it feels very bright and hopeful. And I just see everything falling into place for you.
Great.
Definitely. Yeah, I really do. And I'm going to give you to Ken now. And thank you so much for calling, Anne. It was lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
The song that's playing when we picked up your call was Respect, Aretha Franklin. I'm thinking you know that one.
Oh, yeah.
Did it have any specific meaning for you?
Yeah, I'm hearing half of your words.
Okay. I'm sorry, there's parked
right
outside.
Yeah, I heard the song is Respect, but
Does it have a specific sort of meaning for you?
Oh, no.
Okay. Here's what I can tell you about that song. First, it was actually an Otis Redding song that Aretha took and made it into her signature song. Most people don't even know that anybody else had done it before, but Otis wrote it and she got it. It's about taking something, making it your own. And you're talking about, you know, a move and a career and everything and all of this stuff. It's something that you have come on, and this is your opportunity to make it your own. And there's also the song itself, Respect, that is about remembering that you are valuable. You have worth. You deserve to be respected for what you know, what you can do, for who you are, and you do not take it. Does that make sense?
I have done work on my own and probably for not the money I should charge. So, yeah, that's definitely hit it.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you so much for calling us tonight.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
Bye, Anne.
Bye-bye. 347-838-8003 is number. Hi. Thanks so much for hanging out. What's your first name?
Hi. My name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
How can we help?
I didn't hear the name.
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm happy to hear.
Do you have any questions to ask or just a general reading?
I do have a question, if you don't mind, please. Thank you so much. There's this woman that I was thinking about working with. Her name is Lana. And
okay.
I was wondering, Yes, I was wondering if you see that being a good fit, or should I stay on my own?
Okay, first of
or
all,
if
I
there's
want to
better
ask your
people.
Birthday. What is your birthday?
My birthday?
Just the month and the day.
June 26th.
Okay. So
Thank you.
You are a Cancer. That's
yes.
a lovely birthday. And how about Lana? What do you know her birthday?
I don't, unfortunately.
Well, do you get along well with her, generally speaking?
She seems nice. It was my idea to work with her, but, like, I don't know if it's just because in the past I've gotten burned, you know, if that's maybe why I have some reservations or doubts.
Well, I'm asking the angels, and I'm using my pendulum, and they're giving me a yes, that you would do well with her, and I believe that you would. Could I also ask how long you've known her?
I want 2 years.
Okay, good. All right. Then I would say that the angels are giving you the go-ahead, and it looks very positive. And I just pulled a card here, and it's the Four of Emotion. It says there are very positive forces around you just waiting to help you with your new project. Awaken now from your reverie so that you can see all the endless possibilities that await you. Don't take any of the wonderful things in your life for granted. Instead, be grateful for them and look around to see what other amazing opportunities heaven has in store for you. Daydreaming and going within can be a healthy way to get clarity on who you are and what you want from life. And you can also use that method to ask your guides and angels, you know, for some guidance on how to proceed with this idea that you have of working with Lana. These methods may be used for contemplation. However, once you have the insights they deliver, remember to take focused action so that you don't miss out on the joy of living out your dreams. And the additional meanings of the card are needing to be motivated and being sure that you see all of the opportunities offered. Also, time to focus on the positive and also spend time in reflection and meditation. You know, as I was talking, the angels were speaking in my ear, and they were saying that Lana would be a good partner for you because I think you will complement each other well. Is she a little bit more outgoing? Is she like a people person?
Yes, I would say so. Yes, she's also more advanced than me. Like, she's done this work for longer.
Perfect. And you have such a beautiful energy and such a lovely, serene feel to you. I think the two of you would complement each other really beautifully. So I wish you so much luck in your new endeavor. And now I'm going to give you to Ken, honey. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, too. Thank you so much.
Hi, Catherine. The song that was playing when we picked up your call was Believe by Lenny Kravitz. Do you know that song?
No, I don't think so.
It's okay if you don't. I don't think this was a big hit. It came out 25, 30 years ago, but it doesn't really matter. The gist of the song I think that's a great idea. It's about believing in yourself and believing whatever it is that you want. If you want it, you've got it. You just got to believe. And this can work the other way, too. If you're bringing baggage of bad experiences with somebody else along with you to potentially a new work relationship or whatever, you have this sort of expectation that it's going to be bad, that you're going to be burned again. It's almost like you're looking for trouble, and that's the energy you're putting out, and that's the energy that you're going to attract, and you don't want that. So you want to believe that this is the right thing for you, that you guys are going to get along great, that you're going to complement each other, her strengths and your strengths will work together, that you're going to get along. That's the energy that you want to put out. That doesn't mean that every opportunity that you do that with, you bulletproof, but that makes you more positive and that makes you attract that kind of energy so that, really, so that you're just happier. You know, I certainly understand. I have been through plenty of jobs where I got burned, where I was not treated well, I wasn't, my worth wasn't appreciated, and it's hard not to just sort of expect that when you go to the next one, or be sort of watching for the signs. Is that going to happen again? Are they going to treat that way? You know, and it gets to the point where you start to measure what they say and see what the hidden meaning is and what's the clue that this is going to be bad. And when you start that sort of expectation, that's what happens. But if you believe that it's going to be a good fit, if you believe that this is, that this feels right and it's going to work, you are so far ahead of the game. Does that make sense?
I have to say, I was listening to the beginning of the show, and I am so grateful to the both of you. You were saying, you know, about being grateful for, you know, the things in your day, and I'm just so grateful that, yes, I was able to speak to you both and receive those beautiful messages today. Yes, that makes total
sense.
Thank
you.
And
yeah.
We're
you
grateful
so much.
For you.
And we are grateful for you as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings to you both. Thank you. And happy holidays. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is number. Hi. Thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi. This is Ashiel from New York.
And hi, Ashiel. How can we help you tonight?
Can I get a message for just the upcoming year? Just looking forward to it.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. I picked up one deck and the angel said no, the other one. Okay. I have the Knight of Gabriel for you. It's time for you to take action. The situation at hand will need your full and undivided focus and quick attention. Fortunately, you probably can't wait to get started. Think things through thoroughly and then act with speed and certainty. You will instinctively know what direction to move in because you will feel such great passion for this cause. Now, in regard to people, this is about someone who has confidence, is always ready for the next adventure. You are a person who is loyal and you are generous of spirit, courageous, enthusiastic, charismatic, and somewhat impulsive. This is about a man who has a passion for life and is able to act in a single-minded way by focusing and moving forward. So whatever you do next is going to be amazing. And I see many adventures in your life, for sure. Did that resonate at all with you, John?
Yeah, because I'm about to start a business in January. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Excellent. Had a feeling. That's what it felt like. And I tried to give you, and the angel said no. And I picked another card for you. It's the Three of Raphael. This is a great reason for you to celebrate. Your hopes are being realized. And this is a time of public recognition. And there will even be parties your way. Be sure not to work too hard. And be sure to always find some time to have fun, relax, and take a vacation when you need to. I think you probably are a gentleman who just puts your head down and works like very hard. the angels are showing.
When I'm ready to go, I just put all my, you know, everything into it.
Exactly. They say embrace and acknowledge the people in your life who love and support you. Take time to experience the joy and peace that comes from joining a community of uplifting friends. I think you're going to fit into the business community really well, and you're going to make some lasting and very, just very smart contacts also. And this is about getting involved with social groups, prosperity, success, and improving health. So I think having this to focus on, you're even going to feel better physically. That's what they're telling you, that you kind of need this. This is what you do, and you can't lose. That's what they're telling me. May I ask your birthday? Just the month and the day.
August 2nd.
August. I knew you were a Leo. It would have been more impressive if I said it. Instead of asking, I wish I had. I knew you were a Leo. Very good. That's Leo energy I'm feeling through the phone. And now I'm going to give you to Ken, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, Sheil. The song that was playing when we picked up your call was Time for Me to Fly by REO Speedwagon. Do you know that song?
No, look it up. Time for Me to Fly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think this is about running away, but I think that it's just that it's time, that the time is right for you to do what it is you want to do. It sounds like you are preparing to do just that with your business in January. But if you needed some sort of validation that whether the time was right, I think that that's what this is. It's time for you to do it.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for calling us tonight.
Thank you.
You
I appreciate
welcome.
Your help.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is our number. Hi, thanks so much. Thanks so much for calling. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. Where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
And how can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I was just wondering from, like, a spiritual standpoint, why is it that I'm having so much, like, emotional numbness for so long?
I think that's a coping mechanism. I understand exactly what you're saying. I, in the past, have had like an overload of things happen that were very emotional in my life. And in order to survive and get through the next day, I developed the ability to numb my emotions, to just, you know, just to move forward, to be able to get up and do things. And I feel that that's probably what's happened with you, honey. Could I ask your birthday?
Yeah, it's 1/13/86.
Well, there you go. You're a Capricorn. And that's a practical thing to do. I admire Capricorns. I think you guys could rule the world. Both my children, my surviving children, are Capricorns. They're quite amazing people. And the angels are saying that it's okay to be strong, and that's what you are. And it's okay. Don't worry about it. You've put your emotions on hold for a while so that you could just get through what you've had to get through. But when you're ready, I might advise that you pray and meditate on whatever things you should be feeling and just allow those feelings to pass through you. Don't hold on to the feelings. Let them pass through you, and it'll be good for you.
Yeah, I've
Go ahead,
tried Peter. To. It's really been difficult to open up again.
Yes, and sometimes you need somebody to talk to. You know, I personally have had therapy in the past, and it really helped. But I also have a card for you. I think it might help. Out with the old and in with the new. Heaven is always leading us toward joy. So keep a watchful eye out for signs that it's time for you to head in a new direction. You may be led to change your career, your location, or even the people that you associate with. Perhaps there will be an event that guides you to release old beliefs in favor of a whole new philosophy of life. Change can indeed be challenging, but it can also be very exhilarating. And the important thing to remember is that your angels want you to be happy and fulfilled. Everything that happens in life has a purpose and a meaning toward that end. If you can embrace that truth with love and gratitude in your heart, then no matter what you experience in life, you will be blessed. And the additional meanings of this card are the ability to, I think, judge character really well. I mean, you're an excellent judge of character. And you also see the truth of situations. You see the underlying truth before anyone else does. You're able to deal with change, even though it's not your favorite thing, but you're able to deal with it. You're about to have, according to your angels, a spiritual awakening, but you will recognize life's changes as blessings rather than challenges when you look back on it. And the experiences that you've recently had, the angels are saying, they've been a wake-up call. Now, I have a second card. It's the Four of Emotion. They are saying here that there are very positive forces around you, some really good people that you maybe are overlooking who are just waiting to help you. Awaken now so that you can see all the endless possibilities that really are there for you. Don't take any of the wonderful things in your life for granted. Instead, be grateful for them and look around to see what other amazing opportunities the angels have in store for you. Daydreaming and going within can be a healthy way to get clarity on who you are and what you want from life. These methods may be used for contemplation. However, once you have the insights that they deliver, remember, it's time to take focused action so that you don't miss out on the joy of living out your dreams. So the angels are saying that there's a need to get you motivated because you really can get everything that you're hoping for and wanting. It's time to make some moves in that direction and to believe in yourself. Okay, dear? And now I'm going to give you to Ken for your song. And thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
The song that was playing when we took your call was Fight On by Howard Jones. Do you hear that song?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. It's a fairly recent song from a guy who's had his biggest hits back in the 80s. And I hate to say it like that. There's nothing wrong with him, but you know that happens to every artist. But this is a fairly recent song. To get to know your mind, let it be your friend. Don't be scared of what you'll find. Resonate at all with you?
I think so, yeah. I have faced my shadow, so.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of it.
Yeah, don't be afraid. And there's nothing wrong with you. You're amazing. Okay? You need to believe that and fight on. Don't give up. A lot of times when you're going down this metaphysical path, the thing that occurs to you is, what do I do with this? And as it is often pointed out to me, sometimes it's just something for you. It's a gift. It doesn't have to be something that is the secret to the universe or the secret to anything, really. It can just be a message of love. It can just be the universe or your guides or your angels letting you know that you matter. You don't have to feel like you need to unravel some kind of mystery. That's how it works in the movies, but that's not usually how it works in real life. Your guides and your angels are on your team, and they're not trying to trick you, and they're not trying to give you a message that you have to work so hard to figure it out. Something about us that makes us think that that's how it's going to work, that it's going to be some sort of Da Vinci Code secret that we're going to have to figure out, and we're going to need to read and watch movies and learn all kinds of things to be able to understand. And that's not how it is. Sometimes it is just something simple that's just for you. But the important thing is to recognize how amazing you are and to fight on. Don't give up. Keep going, because the whole thing is going to unfold for you, and the world is so much bigger than you think it is, and it's all beautiful. You just have to allow it. I hope that all makes sense.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Thank you for calling us.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope you
thank
have a
you
great
for
night,
having.
And feel free to call us back and let us know how things are going, okay?
Yes.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I was about to give out the phone number again, and I see that Blog Talk Radio is going to cut us off here in a couple of minutes, whether we're ready or not. So apologies to those who are still hanging on the phone that we couldn't get to you. We're just running out of time. But I'm grateful that we're here and you're listening, and I'm grateful to everybody that we did get to talk to tonight. And I'm grateful for you for giving up part of your Tuesday for us.
And I am grateful for you and for this show. That is a gift that keeps on giving when we get to be on.
Yes, when we get
when
to be on.
Right. When the old internet, you know, last Tuesday I didn't have internet for like 3 days. It just crashed around here. I don't know why. Crazy. But anyway, we're on now, so that's the good news.
We are, or at least we
thank
have
you.
Been. We're about to be off.
Yes.
But with luck and technology willing, I think we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yes, I think
so. So for those who couldn't get through, or who were hanging on and we didn't get to you, we'll be back in 2 weeks if you want to try again. If you don't want to wait that long, go to psychictapestry.com, Truth and Healers, and you can book a private reading with Tony or with me or with Lisa, who wasn't on at all, but you could still surprise her and book a reading with her.
She's amazing.
She would be grateful as well. If not, we'll see you in 2 weeks. I hope technology has not been our friend, but I'm going to be grateful that it worked tonight and grateful that it will work in 2 weeks. So let's hold that thought. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So thank you for listening. And we'll be back in a couple weeks. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe. And remember to tell those close to you that you love them. And we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Good night, everybody.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.